As a part of receiving new members today, they will be taking leadership roles in different ways in the service and in adult education. So Linda Myers will now come and read our Pentecost scripture and lead us into this time of worship together.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from the heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They're filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy.'"
It seems very fitting that on this Pentecost Sunday, we are receiving new members. A little further in the story than what Linda read, it says that on that day, 3,000 souls were joined to that first church in Jerusalem. I don't think we'd know what to do with that. In fact, I'm sure we wouldn't. But I am grateful for those who come today, and as they come and as we're receiving them and celebrating this Pentecost, the thoughts that came to me this week about the Spirit's coming. The Spirit comes as wind, powerful, and yet you can't see, as Jesus said to Nicodemus, you can't see where it's coming from or where it's going. You just gotta go with the flow, go in the blow, maybe, of the Spirit's movement. That's what we're called to do, to be open. And the Spirit comes as fire. Fire that burns away what we don't need. Fire that transforms from one form into another. Fire that inspires and gives us, kindles in us zeal, love, passion, desire for God's presence and God's work in the world. And the Spirit comes in these different languages. I've thought in the past from things I've read about Pentecost being the reversal of that Tower of Babel story in Genesis, where in Babel they all spoke one language and they're trying to build this tower thinking they can reach all the way up to God by working together, and Babel brings confusion and they all speak in different tongues. I've read that thought from theologians, commentators, but this week I read a different thought, which is that Pentecost is the blessing of Babel. It's not saying everybody has to be the same. At Pentecost, everybody got their own language. They got to experience God in their own way, in their own mother tongue. What a beautiful thought. And what a First Baptist, yes, we'll grab onto that one kind of thought, right? Baptist freedom, soul freedom, Bible freedom, church freedom. That on this day we celebrate that each of us has our own spiritual journeys, our own unique relationships with God, our own languages that we share with God, that we know how we speak to and are spoken to by God. And that Pentecost blesses that. Pentecost says all of that is necessary and beautiful and is the church. There's not one way to be church. There are millions. There's not one way to be Christian. There are millions of ways to follow God, to love God, to live out God's Spirit at work in each of us. And so Pentecost brings that blessing of all of that diversity, and yet it also brings them together in one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Spirit that is in us all, working through us all, empowering and blessing us all, transforming us all to be more and more the people, the church, the community that God calls us to be in the world. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we seek to just live into more and more fully. Knowing, we all know this, but it's good to be reminded, we never know what today or tomorrow may bring. We don't know it in our individual lives, we don't know it in our world, and we don't know it within our church community. And yet we walk with openness and faith and trust that the Spirit leads us. The Spirit holds us. The Spirit guides us. The Spirit gives us the power we need for every moment of our lives. Thanks be to God.